Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You may know about birdhouses, but Bat Conservation International, known as BCI, wants you to know about bat houses too.
A bat house is a structure that's generally made of wood and it has chambers inside of it. Rather than having an opening on the side, as you would, for instance, in a birdhouse, a bat house is open on the bottom. So the bats are able to fly in from underneath and then climb up into these chambers inside of the wooden house. You may have a bat house that will hold 50 or fewer bats, or you may have a bat house that could hold 300 or more bats. Bats are very small, so a lot of bats can roost in a very small space.
Barbara French is a biologist and science officer for BCI.
We generally recommend that they are on a pole. Sometimes they're on the side of a building, but it's better that they're not in trees because they don't seem to do as well when they're put in trees as they do if they're on a pole.
Ready to get started? BCI makes it easy.
We sell a bat house builder's handbook. It has a lot of information about how to build a bat house with all of the instructions and all the information you would need to build one in there.
Details about bat houses and the builder's guide are available at batcon.org. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.